This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Gardening Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here for another hour till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, we do have a couple calls in line, so we'll get right into those. Nathan, who's up next?
Tony in New Hampshire.
Tony, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
A couple of years ago, I was growing a few tomatoes in my little greenhouse, and it really got hot. So I put a fan at one end and to draw the air in, and it brought in the blight. And last year it was even worse. I didn't use a fan, though. So my question is there some sort of a chemical control for blight that we can use to either stop it completely or just retard it somewhat?
So there are a few products out there. One product that you can use... that it comes from Monterey Lawn and Garden. This one is, they changed the name recently to Monterey Disease Control. It was formerly Agrifos.
Well, I've heard of that.
That one is one they use as a soil drench that can help with some of the tomatoes and get rid of it.
Yeah.
There's another product out there that used to be out on the market called Actinivate. I'm actually, as we're speaking, I'm going to Google it at the same time. Because it was out there for a number of years, and I think it's still out there, that helps disease control. You can actually get it. So the one I'm thinking about, it has Actinivate written right on the top of it.
Okay.
Right on the front of the package. If you actually Google the product Actinovate, so Actinovate, you'll be able to find it.
Okay.
They sell it at a bunch of different places online. That one has been used. It's a powder that you mix into the soil. And
when you say mix into the soil, just where you're planting the tomato?
You do it throughout as much of the garden as you can.
Oh.
In that area, that is surrounding area.
Okay. Yeah.
Because it's going to grow within the area on other root systems. It's not going to affect other plants like others. But in a garden, vegetable garden, a lot of times the roots kind of get intermingled because we try to put as much in as possible.
Right.
So that's why you're going to want to try and get as much of it taken care of that way.
Okay.
The other thing that you can do is work on crop rotations, getting higher quality plants. Sometimes growing them from seed on your own indoors, then bringing them out later can work. So those are ones, but Actinivate is a fungicide, that helps with that blight. And again, it's a powder.
Yeah.
It also works.
just sprinkle it on the little garden area and till it in?
Yeah, not? So, excuse me. You're going to be using it all over the garden. I'm actually trying to figure out exactly the one I'm looking for here. But you can mix it into the soil with the Agrifos. Actinovate.
Yeah.
The Agrifos is one that you could actually mix into a spray bottle.
Okay.
And spray the inside of the greenhouse. You said it's in a greenhouse, right?
Yeah, it's a small one. It's one I converted one of those garages in a box to a greenhouse, and that's why it's very hot in there, you know. But I have doors at both ends. And
so
that's what screwed it all up.
You can actually spray the greenhouse, spray the soil for any of that blight.
Okay.
The other thing I would look for you to do is, with the tomatoes, thin out the leaves a little bit early when they're starting to grow.
Yeah.
So that airflow will go through easier.
I see.
You don't want water to sit there.
Yeah.
I'd also recommend not using like an overhead sprinkler.
No,
using a hose. But go to the soil.
Yeah. I have one of those leaker hoses, you know.
Yep, perfect.
Yeah.
That's perfect when you're watering, because sometimes watering from the top can sit through and seep through and just sit on the leaves, causing that blight.
Yeah.
The other thing, anytime you're done, anytime there's had a blight, any plant, don't throw it in the compost. Get rid of it.
Yeah.
Like, throw it away. Just, you know, you don't want it anywhere near it. Definitely get it that way. But again, it's not just about spraying and doing something. It's about, you know, watching your watering, paying attention to the weather. When it's really high humidity, it's really hot out, making sure the air can flow easily. By using those fans, perfect. If you can use one on either side, so you pull in good air, get rid of bad air the other way, that helps.
But I thought that was what gave me the blight, using that fan constantly in there, you know. Just
one of the things that had happened is you said you put one fan, right?
Yes.
So one fan pulls everything in there, but there's no way for it to go out. A lot of greenhouses, if you look at, you know, just like a poly greenhouse, just a you know, greenhouse, you would see it has a vent on either end.
I see.
To allow air in and air out.
Yeah.
So you want that air in because you want it to move around, but you want to get rid of some of the air because you don't want it to stay stale and just sit there.
Well, I have two overhead doors, one on each end with this thing, you know.
Well, so that's perfect because it's going to pull in and out.
Yeah.
If you can push the air towards one side, you know, obviously headed the other way, perfect.
Yeah. Okay.
But you want to recycle that air and get it out.
Yeah.
The blight is airborne.
Yeah, it
so
is, yeah.
The thing is it happened a few years ago, maybe 5 years ago, and then it just took over everywhere. Everybody had it in the garden.
Oh, I remember that.
So no matter what, you were going to get it.
Yeah, I remember that one. Yeah.
So the Actinovate is one I'd look at as a powder, or the Agrifos.
Okay.
But spray the greenhouse as well for any spores that are in the air, anything that's around it.
Spray that with the Actinovate?
With the Agrifos at this point. What do you have growing right now in there?
Nothing, but what I do grow in there, I only put like five tomatoes. I put eggplant and peppers in it.
Well, this would be, you know, it warms up during the day, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
this would be a good time. This would be a good time to spray the soil and everything.
Oh, okay.
Because it's going to give it time over the winter to move into it and kill everything before you start later. And because it, you know, is a synthetic, that Agrifos is a synthetic, putting it down, you can put it down when there are tomatoes there.
Yeah.
But anytime I'm doing anything, I want to try to use a synthetic as early as possible.
Uh-huh. Okay.
When there's not, like, vegetables in there.
Yeah.
So you could spray that now because, you know, I'm looking at what is it? The end of this week, it's going to be warm again.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not sure how far up in New Hampshire you are.
Oh, it's towards the bottom.
I'm looking at least in Lowell, on Friday, Saturday, mid to high 40s and into 50.
Yeah, we'll probably get something like that also.
So that would be the perfect time to spray the greenhouse.
Yeah.
Because the soil's still active, I bet, and it would be really nice to be able to get ahead of it.
So when you say spray the greenhouse, you mean the walls and the ceiling and all that?
I mean, I'd spray as much of it as you can.
Okay.
Soil is your main focus.
Right.
Soil is the main focus, but if any of the spores have gotten on anything, kind of spray that as well.
Okay.
You're really looking for the soil, but just try to get some of the areas that some of that blight might have just sat.
Yeah.
What you could do to make it so you're not spraying the greenhouse, either get a power washer or wash the inside of the greenhouse. You know, anything that's there from the roof down.
Yeah.
So everything cleans off, goes to the soil, then you can treat the soil versus having to spray above you and then thinking that it might come back at you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
So
yeah.
A fresh, like, power washer, just a hose where you can get, you know, a nozzle at the end that'll get strong and wash everything would be great. You could even use some Dawn soap.
Oh, really?
To help wash it, because it's almost like using like an insecticidal soap.
Yeah.
And being that there's no plants in there,
it's
going to be able to go through the soil and not affect your plants.
Okay. So we have time for one more quick question.
Well, what I'll do is I'll have you hold tight for me because I'm going to go to a break, and then I'll answer that question on the other side.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. So hang tight for me. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. He said we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, kills crabgrass. All in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is gonna look great!
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Okay.
Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were talking with Tony, and he had another question I want to get right to him. Tony, what was your other question?
Okay, it's a kind of easy one, I believe. You know those big green hornworms? I get quite a few of those, even though the bees lay their eggs in them, and which, you know, tends to kill them. But is there some sort of a spray that I could spray them when they're first developing?
So, the tomato hornworm, it's a hard one to get rid of easily. You can, the best way is to hand pick them.
Yeah.
Is to just pull them and get rid of them.
But you know how hard that is to see them.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
I know. You're looking for a couple things you could be using. You could use diatomaceous earth in the area.
Okay.
Underneath it. You can also look at a BT, Bacillus thuringiensis. Christaki is the variety. Bonide has that one. And then anything that has spinosad. Which would be your Captain Jack's can spray the plant. That's organic.
What was it again? I didn't really...
Captain Jack's, which
okay.
is spinosad.
Huh?
Spinosad's the active ingredient from it. But again, diatomaceous earth would be one that you can put around the plant to get anything that is... climbing up from the ground.
So do they hatch in the ground?
Well, so they'll climb up the area. So you want to keep it in the area.
Okay.
You're going to want to, you can spray it with the spinosad or the Captain Jack's.
Yeah.
Throughout the plant. It is organic. But what I'd like to see you do is when you spray it at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Versus the beginning of the day, because the spinosad can affect bees. Okay. Best way to do it again is wait till the end of the day when the bees have gone into their hives.
Yeah.
And
you know, aren't there, giving it, you know, a 12-hour span for it to dry inside of it.
Very
so that would be the one to use the most on.
Okay. Very good. Thank you, Patrick. I appreciate it.
All right, Tony, you have a great one.
Yeah, and you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we're growing indoors. You know, you want to know a few things about the soil. So here's the dirt on potting mixes. They're not all created equal. A Spolmer Organic potting mix is just what you need to keep container plants happy and healthy. It's heavy enough to anchor the plant, but light enough to even give roots the perfect balance of air and moisture. You can feel the difference the first time you grab a handful from the bag. Espoma calls this the touch test. Espoma Organic Potting Mix contains only the finest natural ingredients plus Mycotone, a special blend of mycorrhizae that builds stronger roots. Use it indoors and out for flowers and vegetables and see why Espoma Organic Potting Mix is the best. You'll grow bigger, more beautiful plants with bountiful blooms. Espoma Organic Potting Mix is just one of a complete line of all natural potting mixes and plant foods from the makers of Hollytone. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Organic potting mix from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. I'm not sure if we still have that another call on the line. Nathan, do we have another call?
Yes, sir. Paul in New Hampshire.
Paul, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Patrick. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for coming.
We picked up an amaryllis just before the Christmas holiday, and it was very beautiful. It came up, and it was four blooms coming out of it, nice red. And there's another shoot coming up, and the old blooms are on the old shoot. They're supposed to just stay there, or deadhead them, or...
So the... The shoot that's up has gone by flowers?
Yeah, they're pretty much close to shriveled up, except for one is a little, like, halfway closed and shriveled.
But you do have other stems coming up with flowers?
Yeah, correct.
Okay.
There's another one about three-quarters of the height. It didn't open up yet.
Okay. So you're going to cut that one off that is withering all the way back to the base? I'm going to go to a break. I wanted to get you on because you've been waiting for a few minutes here. Hang tight with me a little bit more, and I'll give you even more information on what to do next with that amaryllis right after the break. So, like I said, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After President Trump orders a bold attack that kills Iran's top military leader, there are huge demonstrations in the streets of Iranian cities. And here at home, anti-war protests in some 70 U.S. cities yesterday. This woman took part in one in New York's Times Square.
I mean, incredibly worried. I think every American should be very worried. This was an act of war.
Meanwhile, soon after Iran said it has 35 U.S. targets in the Middle East ready for possible strikes in retaliation. The president tweeted that he has 52 Iranian targets, one for every American who was held hostage in Iran in 1979. Kenyan authorities say that they've killed at least four terrorists who were attacking a U.S. military base there. Al-Shabaab is claiming responsibility for the attack, claiming that U.S. military equipment was destroyed. This is USA Radio News.
Hi everyone, Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Paul in regards to an amaryllis. And you had said the amaryllis, one of the stems, the flowers had died back, kind of withered up. Is that correct?
Correct. Yep.
So what I'd like to see you do is cut that back all the way to the bulb itself. Reason being, there's a couple reasons to it. One, it'll start to get weak over time, start to turn yellow, and almost rot out and just die back. You don't want it to rot out towards the bulb because that can affect the whole thing there. And when it gets weak, sometimes it can fall over. It can bang into the other amaryllis stem that's shooting out and affect that one. Because sometimes with an amaryllis, if it gets too tall, the blossom gets weak and will bend. And you don't want that to happen, so you can look at staking them a bit. Now, is this one you want to keep going forward with? You know, overwinter it maybe?
Yeah, that's what I am curious about. This bulb is not in soil. It's just black, and we have it standing up in a bowl with some stones around it.
Yep.
So I don't know if the black has to be peeled off of it and planted in soil, or just kind of leave it like it is. And I don't know if you should water it once in a while or fertilize it.
Did you say it was like a wax on the outside of it?
Correct. It's a freestanding. I could pick it up out of the bowl.
Yep.
There's no roots coming out of it. It's just contained within a wax coating.
So the wax on the amaryllis, I think that one, I'm going to have to look into it a little bit, because that one, what that's done is it's kind of just taken everything in there. You don't have to do anything to keep it. It's just watering and putting in the rocks there. So what you're looking for the most in a amaryllis is a bigger bulb, is the best to overwinter.
A little bigger than a professional hard ball.
Okay. It wants that like dormancy period. If you can get that wax off of it to plant it in soil, great. That's the best way to do it because it's not going to do what it wants for you because it's not the wax is keeping it so it's all encompassing and it stays. You're not going to be able to really do a lot with it going forward year after year. So you want to, once everything has died back on that amaryllis, get the wax coating off. You know, you can kind of use like a, almost like an X-Acto knife or a razor knife. Just cut lightly. So you're not cutting into the bulb itself. Get that mix off. And then you're looking to actually store it in like the basement. In a cool, dry place. You don't need to put it into soil at this point. For about 4 to 12 weeks. It wants to go dormant. You don't need to water it. You don't need to do much to it. Okay? So it's just, it's one that wants to have that period of rest, okay? So once that 4 to 12 week span has gone through, you can actually replant it. Usually in about 12 weeks from now, that's going to be time where it could go outside, but you're most likely going to want to keep it in a pot, okay? Keep it in a pot outdoors because you're going to want to bring it in because the flowering period is during the cold season. So you're not going to, you're not going to want to leave it outdoors because you'll kill it that way. So you're going to want to bring it outside, kind of keep it over the summer out there potted. You can fertilize monthly. But you want to bring it back indoors around September, okay? And to get that bulb to reflower, you're going to put it in a cool, dry place, like a closet or anything, for 8 to 10 weeks again. So it needs that cooling down period again to rejuvenate, to push the flowers. Okay, you can leave that right in the pot. You do not have to. You don't have to take it out at this point. Okay. After that 8 to 10 week period, you can repot it at that point if you'd like. Add some new soil. You want to have about a third of the bulb exposed, as you have in the past, and then bring it into the sunlight, full sun. Keep it in, that heavy sun. It takes about another 8 weeks for it to bloom. So if we start September 1st, that gives us all the way to October. That's a new one. Till October. End of October. So then you bring it out, and then 8 weeks from there, it's about Christmas time. So it's the perfect timing. If you want to try to get it a little earlier, you can bring it up, bring it indoors maybe towards the end of August, a couple weeks from there. But it's a whole programming that you want to do and just keep going with it. The bigger the bulb going forward, the stronger it will be to come back year after year.
Oh, very good.
If you're looking to do it again next year, go in early when they have the amaryllis and look for the big bulbs. They have some really small ones that are about the size of like a tennis ball, maybe a little, about that size. Then they have ones that are almost bigger than a softball. Those are the ones you are looking at that are going to have the best success of overwintering. Just from the experience that I've had and from what others have had, that's everything I've read. The bigger the amaryllis bulb, the better it is for long term.
Very good. Very good. I appreciate that. One other quick question on something different.
Yeah, sure.
On a super rhododendron, is that a thick leaf bloom when it's grown, or is it kind of sparse?
I'm sorry, which type was it?
The super rhododendron.
Oh, the like the maximum rhododendron, the one that is loves full shade.
Yeah, I mean, I think it gets 8 feet, 9 feet tall, or
yeah. Bigger. So it will always have leaves throughout the year, and it'll look some of the areas that'll look real thin. The space between the leaves is a little bit more. You can work on that by pruning it back here and there, but it will flower on that each season in the spring.
All righty. I appreciate that information.
All right, Paul. If there's anything else we can do, you know the number, but give us a call. And thank you, and you have a great one.
You too. Have a good new year. Bye.
Thanks, you too. Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, with something like that amaryllis that's still blooming, you want to look for a good liquid plant food to feed that right now to prolong those blooms. What better than an Espoma organic indoor liquid plant food? Now, give your plants a dose of nature with organic liquid plant foods from Espoma. Nourish your plants with natural ingredients and millions of beneficial microbes that grow bigger, more beautiful plants. And Espoma's easy dose cap gives you a perfect pour every time. No measuring, no mess. Just flip open the cap, turn over the bottle, and pour the pre-measured dose into your watering can. Add water and feed your plants. It's that simple. Just flip, fill, and feed. Available in four varieties: indoor, violet, cactus, and orchid. For all your indoor plants. Best of all, every Espoma product is safe for people, pets, and the planet. You can find Espoma organic liquid plant foods at fine garden centers. Visit Espoma.com to see the video and to find a retailer near you. Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. So it is important to note, anything that is flowering right now, you want to hit it with that flower, with the fertilizer to keep it going. Try to promote more growth and stronger growth. So definitely something to be doing right now. Amaryllis is one of them. Some of the paper whites, I know they don't last too long, and some don't like them anymore because of the smell, or they always fall over. When they're starting to bloom, when you start to see buds, that's when you want to put some fertilizer in them to push them to grow more and get better flowers. So it's just stronger that way. The same thing with your garden later on. When you're seeing hydrangeas blooming, look for a liquid fertilizer with a heavy middle number. Monterey is going to have a product coming out this year. It's a heavy middle number, heavy phosphorus, that is going to be available at a lot of different garden centers. And what you want to do is, when a hydrangea is starting to bloom, the buds are starting to pop, feed it with that. The liquid fertilizer gets to the plant quicker than a granular at that time. You know, like a superphosphate, we talk about it a lot to try to push growth, but you have to do it early because it's a time release, whereas a liquid fertilizer, it will be quicker. So definitely something to be thinking about when it comes to any of your flowering plants. So just some food for thought when it comes to that. Now, we've had a pretty good show. A lot of information came out today. A lot of good questions that we've had. Try to give out as much information as possible, because you might have that question and you just don't have the time to call, or you're listening, you just don't want to call. That's fine. You know, we want you to be able to hear it, so I try to give as much information. If you're looking for more information, you know, on a weekly basis, you can sign up for our website, for our newsletter from our website. Our website is paulparent.com. And you can scroll to the bottom and take a look and get our newsletter from there. Again, it's paulparent.com. You scroll just about all the way to the bottom of the page, and there'll be a spot. Sign up for the newsletter. If you want to make sure that we see your request, you can send us an email as well. There's a spot for that. Or you can contact us, and we'll try to get to you online. As quickly as possible. We do have holidays that have been going on, and family. I've been a little bit behind. I saw a couple of them. I answered a couple of them on the radio today. One of my favorites was just talking about Daryl had actually, Daryl from Uxbridge had actually brought up a good question when it came to crabgrass control. And he doesn't want to put crabgrass control on every year because, you know, that pre-emergent control, it's a herbicide. It's sitting on the ground. What can you do, you know, instead of using it? Overseeding and continuing to overseed year after year, kind of a few times a year, to make a thicker lawn is going to be better for your lawn, and you'll have to use less chemicals. The more green grass and actual grass that's there versus weeds, stronger your grass is, the less chemical you'll have to use, inevitably less water, less maintenance. So you want to make sure that you have that lawn full, and overseeding is the perfect way to do it. And you can cut back on herbicides. You know, there are organic ways to do it as well, but it still would be so nice to only just have to put fertilizer down, you know, that 4 to 5 times a year versus preventative, and just be able to enjoy the lawn. So just as food for thought, we're going to break, and then we'll the show on the other side of the break. We'll be right back.
Bay Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites bring the products directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction and soon die.
Your lawn destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's exclusive two-way formula kills insects above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests for up to 3 months. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
If you talk to me, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Yeah, you can do it if you try.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're wrapping up the show here, just a couple minutes left of this week's program. A lot of good information that we shared today. First couple hours, we talked a little bit about different house plants for your cats and dogs to be safe indoors. Highlighted a few of them, asparagus fern, spider plant. Let's see, the Boston fern and the butterfly palm. All good ones, all safe for the plants, for your pets indoors. They also, a lot of them will help bring in and help clean the air from different things. You know, carbon monoxide when it comes to the Boston fern, I believe. And then some of the formaldehyde that you have in home furnishings and building materials. So it helps clean the air out and makes them strong, the air a little bit more pure for you. So some really good information when it came to that. Also talked about what to do with your Christmas tree. A lot of you are taking down your Christmas tree or still have them up for another couple days. And what can you do with them? Take a look at your town website or in the area. Some will have street pickup. Some will have drop-off locations like I do here in Lowell. In Lowell we have down by College Stadium. There the pile's already started. What else can you do? Well, we talked with CN from D&D Commodities, the like. Gave some information how you can build a habitat for the birds or for, you know, any wildlife out there. you know, get some pine cones, fill them, you know, take some pine cones that are out there, cover them in peanut butter, and then cover them in seed. Put those out on the tree to get different types of birds in the area. Put some seed along the ground. Get those, the animals somewhere to protect them. You know, building some sort of protectant for your bird feeders, i.e. the Christmas tree. So you can use it for that. You know, taking care of the birds right now, which we talked about in the 8 o'clock hour with Cian, was, you know, making sure the water that you have outdoors is not frozen. You know, there are heated bird baths, or there are, you know, little bird bath heaters that you can put in to keep at least some water. You want the water for the plants themselves. Excuse me, not for the plants, for the birds themselves. So that's something to be thinking about. Also, mealworms or insects that come in a package from Wild Delight are good for some of the birds to have out there. Watching a bird eat a mealworm is kind of cool to do. You can put those right on the ground, or you can put them in a dish. Just make sure that if it's sitting, it doesn't have sitting water. If it's live mealworms, because they will actually drown very easily. So that's something to be thinking about at this time of year and what we could be doing. We also talked about overwintering some amaryllis. We have amaryllis that are in full bloom still. Keep fertilizing them until they're gone. Then let them sit for a couple months. Let them go dormant. Bring them back out in the spring. You can bring them outdoors. Put them in soil. Let them do their thing for the year. Then you're going to want that dormancy period again in end of August, beginning of September, for about 8 to 10 weeks. Then 8 to 10 weeks to push the bloom out, which is right around Christmas time again. So just a few things that we talked about today. It's a great way to get some tips, some information. We talked about what to plant underneath some of your shade trees. What you could also have for small evergreens. Any of this can be listened to through our podcast at our website. You can listen live, obviously, during the week, but you can during the Sunday show, or you can download some of the old shows. You know, listen to some of the old ones when my father was doing it, or some of the ones during the summer to think summer, think spring, those types of things. Get ready for what's coming down the pike here, because you know, the weather, how it's been, has been crazy. Makes you want to think spring, but you know something could be happening soon. So I digress when it comes to the weather. I think when you think you know what's going on with the weather, it never happens that way. So anyways, that'll wrap us up for today. I thank you everybody for listening today. We'll be back next week to answer some more of your gardening questions. But until then, be good to each other. Plant something. Bring it indoors if you can. And say a little prayer. Make sure Tom Brady comes back to the Patriots for next year, because I'd hate for him to leave on a pick six like he did. What am I going to tell my kids? Anyways, we'll see you next week.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.